Well, today we tie up our very brief look at Faith 5, and today I talk about the importance of being blessed and of giving blessings. In his book, this wonderful book, and I encourage you to get a copy of this by Dr. Richelle Melheim, this is what Faith 5 is all based about, holding your family together. He equates families to a flock of geese that are flying, and he points out the aerodynamics of the V shape of the geese. He says the lead goose is the one who pushes everyone, but then you get tired up in the front, so the lead goose will peel off, and another goose, usually from the middle, which is the easiest place to fly in that formation because of airstream and all that other fun stuff, will take the lead. You keep rotating, 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 and that's what Dr. Melheim says to us when it comes to Faith 5. Faith 5 is a way that we lovingly support one another as we travel through life, just as geese travel through the air. And today on this last one, we talk about the importance of blessing one another. So let's talk about blessings. Hugs are great. We all love hugs, but you know what? A hug is not a blessing. Kisses are fantastic, but even the best kiss is not a blessing. And smiles. Who does not adore a smile? But a smile is not a blessing. Because Dr. Melheim points out to us that the word blessing is tied to the word invoke. And he's a guy who likes to explain what Latin and Greek words mean. And he reminds us that invoke means, in English literally, to voice something. A blessing is something that is voiced, and as Christians, a blessing is something that is voiced in the name of God. We are blessed in God's name. As Christians, we bless in God's name. God bless you is something important to us, something meaningful. Now, unfortunately, in our society, most of the time when you hear God bless you, it's because someone has sneezed. But there is much more than that. You see, to say God bless you in a faith context is a much deeper and richer meaning to it. The Bible is filled with blessings. The Bible is a blessing-rich environment. And in his book, Dr. Melheim says a lot of important things about what the Bible teaches us about blessings. These next quotes aren't from the Bible. These are all from Dr. Melheim as he talks about the importance of blessing. He says, blessing flows from God to us, not from things to us. In spite of what so many people think in our world, and the Christmas season is upon us with a vengeance already, blessings do not come from stuff. Stuff is nice. Stuff can be great. Stuff can make us happy, but stuff does not bless us. God blesses us. You see the words of the familiar song, "Praise God from whom all blessings flow." Dr. Melheim reminds us that when we give a blessing, we give a gift, but we're not the giver. The gift comes from God. As Christians, we believe all good things come from God, and his meanings to the Apostles' Creed, Martin Luther, list all the blessings that we receive from God because God is the ultimate gift giver. Blessings show that we are partners in faith with God. When we receive a blessing, it ties us closer to God. When we give a blessing to someone in God's name, it ties us more closely to them and to God as well. Blessings build up relationships. When we bless others, says Dr. Melheim, we become sowers of God's seed. One of Jesus' favorite images of God's kingdom is the seed. It's the farmer out there sowing his seed. We are called to be those who bear good fruit. When we bless, that's exactly what we do. We've seen the pictures of Pope Francis blessing others. Dr. Melheim reminds us that blessing shows that our destiny is secure in God. Blessings remind us we belong to God, and as the Apostle Paul says in Romans 8, there is nothing in all creation that will separate us from God's love in Christ Jesus. So Faith 5 is all about blessings. Knowing what blessings are and sharing the blessings that come from God's holy name. And as I said, the Bible is filled with blessings. They begin way back in the story of creation in the very first chapter of the Bible. We're told in Genesis 1, when God makes humankind in his own image, he blesses us. He tells us to be fruitful. He tells us to multiply. God declares that we are blessed. On the last day of creation, God rests, and he blesses that last day, that Sabbath day. We heard our first lesson. Is this story of Abram in Genesis chapter 12. We're going to talk about this in the adult forum today, where Abram, the 75-year-old man with no children, who doesn't know the Lord, suddenly has the Lord appear in his life, presumably out of nowhere, and tell him, I want you to pack up and leave everything that is home and security to you, and I will go to the place, well, you know what, I'll tell you where it is when you get there. And if you do that, says the Lord, I will bless you, I will make you a great nation, and I will bless others through you. In the Bible, this is the first blessing given to an individual. And it's a blessing that continues to this day because those of us in the Abrahamic faith, Christians, Muslims, Jews, we tie our faith back to this ancient blessing. It's our second lesson today were these familiar words of this blessing we hear every week. It's not a blessing for stuff. God doesn't bless us by giving us stuff. God blesses us with his name. God blesses us by smiling upon us, by looking upon us with love, with his heavenly countenance upon us. Now, we all know what it's like to give a good look, and we know what it's like to give, you know, all husbands know what it's called, just the look. Men are incapable of giving it, but we know what that's like, right? Well, God doesn't give us that kind of a look. He gives us a look filled with blessing and love. And this blessing was first given to God's people over 3,000 years ago in the wilderness. I shared with you a couple of months ago a sermon that in 1979 in Jerusalem, in an excavation of a cave, a tiny little rolled-up silver medallion was found in the cave, in a grave. And when it was finally unrolled, what was it? It was the words of this blessing. The Lord bless you and keep you. It is the oldest Bible text in existence, dating 700 years before the time of Jesus. It was so important, this blessing, that someone took this to the grave with them to remind them of God's blessings to us. In your insert for this week, you hear the beautiful blessings from the prayer blessings from Psalm 127, where the psalmist prays that God will watch over us, God will keep us from harm. It shows how one believer can invoke God's blessings on others. You know, all these stories about blessings in the Bible. Isaac, who's fooled by his son Jacob into blessing him, but he can't take it back because once a blessing is given, a blessing is given. Jacob, when he is elderly, blesses the two sons of his son Joseph. Our gospel text for today, the gospel text at Christmas time, when Gabriel comes to Mary to let her know that she has been blessed, that she will be the mother of the Messiah. And then today's gospel text, when Elizabeth greets Mary, blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. We just sang the song based upon the greatest blessings in the Bible, the blessings of the Beatitudes. As Jesus lets us know in these very strange blessings, blessed are you when you mourn, blessed are you when you are persecuted, these strange blessings where Jesus declares how God truly does bless us in ways we maybe would never, ever consider. Jesus blesses children. His disciples thought he was too busy to do that, but he said, bring them to me. And then on Easter Sunday, when Jesus appears to his disciples that night in the room where they are huddled with fear from the Jews, his first words to them are not, where were you guys on Friday? His first words to them are, peace be with you. He gives them a blessing. This week we also hear these words of 2 Corinthians 13, one of the great blessings in the Bible, part of our worship service very often, where we are blessed in the name of Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. All of these Bible stories show us what blessings are. Now let me take a minute to talk about what blessings are not, because we need to understand this too as Christians. First off, a blessing is not a wish. Wishes are nice, but a wish is not a blessing. Blessings are not hoping. Now, you can hope someone has a nice trip. You can hope they have a good time. But that, too, is not a blessing. And so often, blessings are sometimes just empty words that are thrown around, kind of like, have a nice day, thanks for shopping with us, God bless you, okay? In one ear and out the other ear, they have no meaning. In our text from Numbers, I've read this text many, many times, and I never noticed these words until this week. After Aaron is commanded to give this blessing to the people, God says this, "So they shall put my name on the Israelites, and I will bless them." Blessing is when God puts his name on us. Blessing is when God claims us as his own. In the Bible, when you name something, you claimed it as yours. God puts his name on you and me when we are blessed. So I just want to talk about a few ways in which we can bless one another. We can put Faith 5 into operation because we need to remember that Abraham was blessed to be a blessing to others. It's the same for you and me. We are blessed so that we can be blessings to others. Blessings are not to be hoarded. Blessings are not to be kept. Blessings are to be shared. We share blessings all the time. Every week, our confirmation students on Wednesday night, class ends with the blessing. This week, my eighth graders, we studied the story of Jesus' resurrection. Here is the blessing that our eighth graders received. I share it with the class, and then the students go up to their adult leaders who are called guides, who make the sign of the cross on their forehead, and they said these words, "Child of God, live with joy knowing you belong to Jesus now and forever." That blessing ties them into our understanding of the resurrection. Here's the blessing our seventh graders received this week because they studied about King David and his faith and his devotion. And they were blessed with these words, "Child of God, may you hear the voice of the Lord and walk in God's ways." It was a blessing prayer that they would be like David and walk in God's ways. Dr. Melheim in the book says when his kids were little, every night they'd have a pillow fight. And after the pillow fight, when everyone was worn out a little bit, then it came time for the blessing. Then he would tuck his children in bed. His wife would do this as well, and they would bless them. And listen to what he says about blessing. These are fantastic words. He says, "Mark your child with Christ every night, with the sign of the cross. Tell them loudly, clearly, and repeatedly that no matter where they go, they belong to Christ." That's what a blessing does. It reminds us constantly that we belong to Christ. We pray at dinner time. We can bless at dinner time. You know, one of the great things about blessings, Dr. Melheim says, is blessings are the great equalizer. Parents can bless children, but you know what? Children can bless their parents as well. Anyone can bless. We can bless at birthdays. We give birthday wishes. How about birthday blessings? May God bless you in this coming year with his love and his faith. When someone leaves home, give them a blessing as they head out into the world. And should they end up coming back home? Well, bless them then too, that we are glad you are here. We really are. And God's blessings on you as we are family. If you go out to dinner with your friends, why not bless your friends? They may go like this a little bit at first, but you know what? Instead of saying, "Hey, nice seeing you. Bye." Share a blessing with them in God's name. And in this day and age, you can even text a blessing. Remember the old AT&T ad, "Reach out and touch someone"? You can still do that today. There are so many ways we can bless. And when we do bless, Dr. Melheim reminds us that blessing is a gift that comes with the power to shape, mold, change, and I like this last one, and hold the people you love. And then he also reminds us that three special things come with the blessing. The first is this. When we bless someone, we share our time with them. We tell them, "You are important enough for me to spend time with. You are important enough for me to make the time to bless you." When we bless someone, we touch them. With our kids in confirmation, we encourage the guides to make the sign of the cross right on their foreheads. When we bless someone with touch, we say, "You are important enough to me that I welcome you into my physical proximity. I welcome you into my touch." And when we bless someone, we give them our attention. A lot of people today feel all alone, feel like no one cares. When you take the time to bless someone, you share your attention with them. We are called to bless one another. In so many different ways, big and little, we are called to bless one another. It is a great and it is a wonderful thing. When you hear these words today, at the end of our service, remember that you are being tied to those Israelites who stood in the wilderness over 3,000 years ago. You are as special to God as they were. God puts his name on you just as he put his name on them. You are holy to God. Blessings truly do help us with one another. As Paul says in Galatians chapter 6, they help us to bear one another's burdens. Blessings are wonderful. So that concludes our little time of going through Faith 5. But don't end it here. Give it a shot. Try it with your family, with your friends, with anyone. It is important. It is a good Christian practice. Those of us who are old enough to remember Mikey, okay, if you don't, boys and girls, if you don't know who Mikey is, ask mom and dad. It's a good conversation starter, okay? But for those of us who are old enough, try it. You might even like it. It'll be good for you. So God's blessings on you, and may we grow in faith in Jesus Christ.